Recycling and landfill facility plan for rural eastern Ottawa. Today is the last day people can send the Ottawa government comments about the Taggart-Miller project, an environmental assessment that's been going on for years. Residents say they have filed hundreds of letters full of concerns over potential leaks, truck traffic, and odor. But as Kate Porter tells us, the company says its project would deal with a very real problem.
This field out at Boundary Road and Highway 417 could be under construction in a few years, but Michelle Taggart bristles if you call what her company is proposing a dump or a landfill.
Because it's so much more than that.
Taggart says 80% of the facility's work would be recycling, taking and sorting construction waste, contaminated soil, and food from restaurants.
Recycled materials definitely have value, and that's a big part of the reason why we're getting into the business. And
offices, hospitals, industry, and construction, these sectors are known to be dismal at keeping waste out of dumps. Duncan Berry is a waste consultant. He says right now hundreds of thousands of tons a year are sent from Ottawa down to landfills in New York State because it's cheap.
What needs to happen is the province needs to kind of grab the bull by the horns and drive this agenda more aggressively, which we're hoping is going to happen with this new, Waste-Free Ontario Act.
That bill is on the cusp of becoming law. Berry says the key will be regulations that force these non-residential sectors to recycle and reuse. It could well create a bigger market for Taggart's facility.
If the province starts requiring businesses to do more diversion, that's amazing because we'll be set up to take on that diversion.
But first, she needs Ontario's approval and must address the concerns that have come in. Kate Porter, CBC News, Ottawa.
And finally, police say a 50-